This week outside the Australian Superannuation Association conference hosted in Brisbane, Market Forces organized the Super Dirty Awards, shaming super companies who are not achieving their climate targets. This year, Equip Super, Colonial First State, and REST received the award because of their lack of action against these targets. Some members of the superannuation companies are not impressed with the company's actions. One of them is ecologist Mark McVeigh, who successfully litigated against REST in 2017. I started asking Mr. McVeigh what the Super Dirty Awards are.
Market Forces published some research in the last week around the investment decisions by certain superannuation in regards to the proportion of Australian shares invested in these two companies, Santos and Woodside. So this is really important because Santos and Woodside are these fossil fuel companies that invest and create new gas mines and explore for new fossil fuel projects. And basically, the United Nations has made it very clear that in order to stay aligned with a 1.5-degree climate scenario, the vast majority of fossil fuels need to stay in the ground. So by superannuations investing in companies like this, they're potentially not aligned with the Paris Agreement and any climate targets they've set. So on Wednesday at the Australian Superannuation Association conference, Market Forces went down there and awarded some superannuation companies with the Super Dirty Gas Award for their proportion of Australian shares. And the top three superannuation were Equip Super, Colonial First State, and REST.
Now, how did the superannuation companies and members react to these awards on Wednesday?
The superannuation companies haven't made any formal statement, but as you can understand, a lot of members are pretty upset by this. And it makes sense. You know, we kind of trust these superannuation funds to make good decisions regarding our money that they're investing. And over the next, 30, 40 years, that money is going to be at risk by a lot of impacts from climate change. You know, there's bushfires, floods and droughts are just going to get worse. And for a lot of people, like myself, I won't be able to access my super until 2060 or even longer. And by that time, we're probably going to see a 1.5-degree, 2-degree climate scenario, if not worse, maybe even 3 or 4 degrees. So the idea that our superannuation and our retirement money over that time is going to contribute to that problem, a lot of members are going to be really upset about this.
Now, I understand you were a member of the superannuation who received an award called REST. Could you please tell us how you realized the superannuation company was not achieving their climate targets?
So there's actually a bit of a story to that. And I actually ended up taking my superannuation REST to court at the time. So this was back in 2017 when I was just a university student. And I managed to find a little tool online, which was actually on the Market Forces website, which you can use to see what your superannuation is doing in terms of climate change policy. You know, have they set a target? Are they disclosing information? That kind of thing. And by using that tool, I was actually able to find out that REST didn't have a climate target at all. And so that was pretty important. And my next step was actually contacting REST and saying, hey, I can't see any climate target or any climate policy. What are you guys doing in regards to this? And because they couldn't answer that question, I actually ended up taking them to court. And over the next 3 years, attempting to actually try and make some change and get REST to consider climate policy and climate action seriously.
And what was the outcome of these court proceedings?
So in November 2020, we actually managed to reach a settlement. And afterwards, REST and a whole bunch of other superannuation companies, not only in Australia, but across the world as well, created new climate targets and climate policies. They started actually disclosing what their investment decisions were and considering climate change to be a material risk, which is important. But now we've reached the stage where, well, now that they're disclosing what their investments are, we need to actually criticize and look at what these investment decisions are and really hold them to account and make sure that they're aligned with the climate target that they're actually saying and making sure that they're aligned with the Paris Agreement.
So everyone who works has a superannuation account, and we are, members for any superannuation, regardless of the brand and et cetera. What do we need to do to make sure these companies are achieving their climate targets?
I guess one of the best tools you can use is, like I said earlier, the Market Forces has a tool on their website that you can type your superannuation in, and it will come up showing you what their climate policy is, their target, whether they're achieving it, and some information. And from there, if they're not doing good enough and you want to see more from them, it's very easy just to send an email, get in contact with them and ask for more. That's actually how my court case started, was just sending a simple email. And if they're not giving you the information that you want and you're not actually seeing change, then it might be time to seriously consider changing your fund and finding a superannuation fund that actually takes climate change seriously and actually wants to make a difference.
That was former member of REST and ecologist Mark McVeigh.